Okay, I don't know if anybody's got that procedure around. We'll see.
It all ends up the same way. You just give it, we'll just use the same numbers and it should end up the same way.
Okay, very well.
We'll use the procedure and get you the right numbers. How's that sound?
That sounds good. And what's your gimbal lock as you're maneuvering around there is all we got to say.
Yeah, it dips right in there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it gets pretty close, I think.
You know, I really had a good time watching it this time.
Okay.
Houston, Apollo 9.
Houston, go.
Roger, can you get us another map update here?
Roger. There we go, Rev 124. At 196 plus 29 plus 12. Right ascension. 1517. Longitude. 112.6 east.
Okay, Rev 124, 196, 2912. And the longitude is 112.6 east.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control at 196 hours, 42 minutes. Apollo 9 beyond the range of the Guam station. Hawaii will acquire at 196 hours, 50 minutes. During this pass at Guam, we ask the Apollo 9 crew to do some photography over Ecuador during their next pass over the South America. This is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 196 hours, 52 minutes into the mission, and Hawaii has acquired Apollo 9.
Apollo 9, Houston, through Hawaii.
Hello, Houston.
Roger, our cryo plan this evening is essentially the same. However, I guess you noticed that the exhaust temperature on fuel cell 1 has stayed pretty much constant today. So what we'd like to do is essentially maintain the same power load without any large changes, either up or down. So in addition to the power down procedure we had last night, when you power down your SCS stuff, put inverter 3 on main A and put the rendezvous transponder switch to power. Roger, loud and clear, on me.
You're a little broken. Understand that when we power down the IMU and the SCS, you have to put the rendezvous transponder switch to power and inverter 3 to main A.
That's affirmative.
Okay, and on the cryos, we're going to let the pressure drop down between 190 and 200, the hydrogen, and then we're going to turn one of the fans on, and it looks like it's time for number one, I guess.
Well, we're going to use tank 2 again tonight. Tank 2 fan on just prior to going to sleep.
Okay, H2 tank fan on tonight.
Roger. And Apollo 9, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston 9.
Roger, I guess the RSO65 count down here totals about 97. And you said 105. Can you recheck that?
Raj, we'll get it in just a second. And do you have any biomed data on the young female?
Roger, stand by. Apollo 9, Houston, still looks the same down there on the LMP.
Looks the same. Well, he checked the electrodes, and they're nice and damp, and the electrode pace looks fine. We'll work on it
tomorrow. Okay.
This is Apollo Control at 196 hours, 54 minutes. Hawaii has loss of signal. Redstone will acquire in approximately 2 minutes.
Hey, excuse me, that last bunch of landmark tracks is with the telescope rather than the spectrum.
Apollo 9, Houston, you faded on that one. Say again.
This is Apollo Control. The Redstone should acquire within 2 or 3 seconds.
Apollo 9 Houston through Redstone.
All right, Houston Apollo 9, go.
Oh, Roger, I missed your last comment there at Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, I just mentioned that the second group of marks on the second site, the marks on the second site there were made with a telescope vice the sextant because of the visibility problem.
Okay, I understand. Well, incidentally, it looked like on that first set of marks, the 121 alarm would not have rung anyhow, even if we had not disabled it.
Oh, well, that's very interesting. Very good.
Yeah.
Houston, I checked the SO-65 magazines, and they're all reading about 104 or 105.
Okay, I understand.
This is Apollo Control at 197 hours. Apollo 9's orbit is now 247.8 nautical miles apogee, 98 nautical miles perigee. The white team is in the process of handing over to the gold team. We estimate the change of shift news conference for 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.
9 Houston.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Fine, Jimmy. How are you tonight?
Pretty good.
You ready to copy? I got some block data for you.
Just a bit.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
All righty. 1-2-3 Alpha plus 3-1-6 plus 1-4-8-5 2-0-1-0-7-0-9-3-1-4-7-1-2-8-3 Bravo plus 2-5-9 plus 1-4-5-0-2-0-2-4-7-1-5 3-8-3-9 1-2-9er Delta Charlie minus 2-2-0 minus 1-6-0-0 2-0-4-3-5-3-0 4-8-2-9 1-3-0 Alpha Charlie minus 004 minus 0270 2050037 5538 131 Alpha Charlie plus 120 minus 0325 206-3507 4779er 1322 Alpha plus 264 minus 0280 208-1315 3769er 133 Alpha Charlie plus 231 minus 0589er 209er 4136 4044 134 1 Alpha plus 286 minus 0680 211 1648 3622
And the SPS trims are pitch minus 0.64, yaw minus 0.94. And hold your readback for a minute.
Holding.
9 Houston, I'd like to give you some pointing data here. It's going to be coming in pretty close here on this Pegasus.
Okay, how about it?
Okay, at 197 plus 13 plus 00. If you roll 00.89, pitch 178.4, and yaw 062.7. You'll pick it up at about 1,100 miles. 4 minutes later, it'll be into 100 miles. And your closest point of approach, you'll be about 67 miles below it, or behind it, I mean. 77 miles below it, and 35 miles to the right.
Well, how about that? Let's see if I got the numbers right. 197.1300. That's the right time?
Affirmative. That's when it'll be 1,000 miles out, and it really booms in.
I believe it. And then the roll, say again the roll, isn't it?
Roll is 8.9 degrees.
Okay, roll 8.9, pitch 178.4, and yaw 62.7.
Yeah, I don't know if you'll be able to track it in or not, but it might be worth a try. Try a little Kentucky windage there.
Okay, we got a lot of windage up here.
Okay.
Hey, Houston, Apollo 9.
Houston, go.
Here, we've been trying to avoid that red dot on the ball all day, and look what you gave us for yaw.
Yeah, it's pretty close there.
We'll watch it.
Well, the tracking is supposed to go the other way, and the yaw gets better.
All right.
Apollo 9, Houston.
And Apollo 9 apparently has gone over the hill, out of range of the tracking station at Texas. Next station to acquire will be the site at Tananarive at 4-1 after the hour. The gold team has replaced the white team, and that last Capcom voice was that of Al Worden. At 197 hours, 8 minutes, this is Apollo Control. 3 minutes or so of air to ground while the spacecraft was passing over the tracking station at Tananarive and also over the site at Guam. In both cases, the communications with the spacecraft was less than desirable. Over Tananarive, there was some reference made to the Pegasus satellite viewing attempt, and over Guam, because of the low elevation pass, the astronauts were fading rather audibly in and out. However, we do have that tape, and we'll play it back at this time.
Voice control, Jimmy.
Apollo 9, Houston, through Tananarive. Roger, Apollo 9, Houston. I guess we got a few minutes here at Tananarive. We can get some of this stuff out of the way. I guess just for planning purposes, when you get to Hawaii, we'll get the e-memory dump and the state vector update and consumables and your PRD readings. And I guess while we're here at Tananarive, we can get the block data read back. Apollo 9, Houston, how do you read now? Apollo Apollo 9, Houston, how do you read now? Roger, Apollo 9, understand, reading a little better. Communications here are not too good. How did you, get a chance to see Pegasus? Roger, Apollo 9, Houston, understand. Apollo 9, Houston, true bomb. PRDs, and I guess this is a good time to remind you of the wastewater dump. We want you to dump to not more than 20% tonight, not more than 20%, and remind you of the CO2 change and the water chlorination and termination of Bat B charge. That's firm, Nick.
Okay. We'll be prepared to give you an e-memory dump, and we'll be ready for space tech directly. As soon as we get through with that, we'll get it up the shoulder and ready for you right now.
Yeah, Roger, Apollo 9. We'll pick you up over Hawaii at about 2:05.
Okay, very good.
Houston, Roger Till here, but we're reading you very weak. Roger, understand the GDC line was successful.
We'll reacquire the spacecraft at 25 after the hour, about 2-3 minutes from now. In the meantime, at 198 hours, 22 minutes, ground elapsed time, this is Mission Control. In a matter of a half minute or less, we expect to acquire the spacecraft over the Hawaii tracking site. And at that time, we would expect to have better comm with the Apollo 9 crew. So let's stand by here for the air to ground.
Apollo 9, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, we'll have to stand by for a few minutes on memory dump till we get through the keyhole. In the meantime, if you're ready on the consumables, we'll take that.
We're ready. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, service module, A, B, C, D. 5-2, 5-4, 4-5, 5-1, Bat C, Pyro A and B, 36.9er, 37.1,
37.1, and the injector temperatures, 5 Charlie and Delta, 4.9, 4.9, 6 Alpha Bravo Charlie Delta, 4.8, 4.8, 4.9, 4.8, the PRDs, Commander, 3-1, 2-0, CMP, 6-1-2-2, LMP 8-0-2-2.
Roger, copy. Consumables 5-2, 5-4, 4-5, 5-1, 3-6-9, 3-7-1, 3-7-1, 4-9, 4-9, 4-8, 4-8, 4-9, 4-8, and the PRDs 3-1-2-0, 6-1-2-2, and 8-0-2-2.
That's Charlie. Hey, you want some angles on the GDC alone?
Okay, fire.
Okay, 180.36, 236.10, 359.78. That was after the maneuver to 180.180, which took us like about 28 minutes.
Roger, understand. Those angles, 180.36, 236.10, 359.78.
That's Charlie. And you want your block data back?
Okay, we might as well go ahead and get that now.
Hey, before you get that, the maximum radiation going through the anomaly was 0.037 rads per hour.
Roger. Understand the radiation survey reading was 0.037 rads per hour.
Righto.
Okay, you can give me the block data readback if you like.
All right, you ready now?
Yeah.
Okay, 1273 Alpha, plus 316, plus 1485, 201070 9, 3147, 1283 Bravo, plus 259, plus 1450, 202-4715, 3839, 129 Delta Charlie, minus 220, minus 160, 204-3530, 4829, 130 Alpha Charlie, minus 004, minus 0270, 205-0037, 5538, 131 Alpha Charlie, plus 120, minus 0325, 206-3507, 4779, 1322 Alpha, plus 264, minus 0280, 208-1315, 3769, 133 Alpha Charlie, plus 231, minus 0589, 209-4136, 4044, 1341 Alpha, plus 286, minus 0680, 211-1648, 3622, with a pitch trim of minus 0.64 and a yaw trim of minus 0.94.
Roger, Apollo 9 Houston, copy correct.
Okay.
Okay, and we're ready for the e-memory dump, if you'll give us a verb 74 enter.
Okay, on my board. 3, 2, 1, 1.
Roger, you have accept.
Roger.